This is Nisa Carmelli of the 30th of June 2026. Essence, sweet children, surrender yourselves to the Father at this time, and you will become constantly happy for 21 births. Question, what habit should you knowledgeable children make firm in order to make your stage strong? Answer, the habit of waking up early in the morning. Waking up early in the morning and remembering Baba is very good dharana. The stage of the children who go to bed early and wake up early remains very good throughout the day. Knowledgeable children should have half as much sleep as those who don't have this knowledge. Go to sleep at 10 p.m. and wake up at 2 a.m. and sit in remembrance. Song. My heart says thanks to the one who has given me support. Om Shanti. All of you children who are personally sitting in front of Baba, understand that you are embodied souls. There would be embodied souls here. When souls don't have a body, they are naked. That is, the souls are called bodiless. You are sitting here with bodies. Neither souls nor the Supreme Soul can speak until they enter a body. You embodied souls know that you are sitting personally in front of the Father, exactly as you did when you came in front of him 5,000 years ago. Children would certainly claim their inheritance from their Father. You know that you are sitting in front of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, the Unlimited Father. Why are you sitting here? To claim your unlimited inheritance from the Father. In a school, they understand that they are studying engineering or law from a teacher. They have their aim and objective. You children understand that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is sitting in the body of Brahma and teaching you Raja Yoga. God speaks. It has been explained to you children that the incorporeal one is called God. Embodied souls definitely take rebirth. When you ask a sannyasi whether human beings take rebirth, he wouldn't say that they don't. How else would they be able to speak of 8.4 million births? Also, ask them if they believe in rebirth. It is definite that a soul sheds his body and takes another one according to his sanskars. In this way, some human beings take 84 births. There is no question of 8.4 million births. The first birth would definitely be very good and sato pradhan, and the last birth would be dirty and tamo pradhan. From 16 celestial degrees, souls become 14 celestial degrees and then 12 degrees. Souls definitely take rebirth. Then ask, okay, does the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, take rebirth, or is he beyond rebirth? Look, this point is very subtle. If they say he is beyond birth and death, it doesn't prove the birthday of Shiva. So you should say, but the birthday of Shiva is celebrated. It is explained, yes, there is the birthday of Shiva. But what you call dying is not associated with the birth of Shiva. If he were to die, he would also take rebirth. The Father never takes rebirth. Only once does he enter this body. That's it. He doesn't take rebirth. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, doesn't take rebirth. He never becomes Tamo Pradhan from Sato Pradhan. While going around the cycle of birth and death, all souls continue to become impure, and then the Father comes to purify them. This proves that it is souls who become impure. When a soul comes from the home, he is pure, and then Maya makes him impure. The Father would never make you impure. The Father can never give dirty directions to his children. Only human beings at this time give impure directions. The pure Father says, "Do not become impure," that is, do not indulge in vice. This world has become a land of sorrow through the dictates of Ravan. At first, it was a land of happiness. It isn't that the Father gives happiness and sorrow, no. The Father can never give you children directions for sorrow. It is Maya that makes you unhappy. By conquering Maya, you become the masters of the world. Human beings do not understand the meaning of Maya. They refer to wealth as Maya. They say this one has the intoxication of Maya. However, there isn't any intoxication of Maya. There, they do not create an effigy of Ravan and burn it. It is always an effigy of an enemy that is created. The kingdom of Ravan begins after half a cycle. When there is arrogance of the body, all the other vices follow. It is written in the scriptures that the deities fell onto the path of sin, that is, they went onto the path of sin. By being influenced by Maya, they become subservient. They continue to follow the dictates of others. You are now following Srimad. The dictates of others means the dictates of Maya. Srimad means the elevated directions of the Father. The others are the dictates of Ravan, the dictates of others. This is why the Father has said, "The devilish community is unhappy and bound by the chains of Ravan." Human beings believe the duration of the Golden Age to be hundreds of thousands of years. You show the accurate calculation of 5,000 years. It has been 2,000 years since Christ existed. It has been 2,250 years since Buddha and 2,500 years since Islam came into existence. All of them have come in the last half cycle. Before that, it was the kingdom of deities. Therefore, how can it be said that the deities existed for hundreds of thousands of years? If there had been that many human beings, there would be so many people now. However, there aren't that many now. There are billions of people in just 5,000 years. It is said that 3,000 years before Christ, there was the original eternal deity religion in Bharat. This play and the 5,000 years are coming to an end. No one knows these things. No one knows me as I am or what I am or how the cycle continues to turn. Only the Father explains that this is the Gita episode. The Father came and taught you easy Raja Yoga. The Father even explains to you old mothers that this is something very easy. Simply remember the Father and the inheritance. When a baby is born, it means an heir is born. You understand that you are Baba's heirs. You have come to meet the Father again after 5,000 years. These are very incognito matters. Baba asks you, "Have we met before?" You say, "Yes, Baba." You souls say through your mouths, "I met you 5,000 years ago." You came to give us these teachings through that body. The very firm children understand that they are sitting here in order to claim their unlimited inheritance from the Father. We now belong to the unlimited Father through Brahma. The Father asks, "Do you recognize me? I am your Father." You say, "Yes, Baba. You are the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, the Father of us souls." The Father says, "I sent you to heaven and gave you your inheritance. Maya snatched it away, and I have now come to give it back to you again." Maya snatches your inheritance away, and the Father enables you to receive it. This play has been performed many times and will continue to do so. There is no end to it. Souls continue to belong to Baba. Some are real children and some are stepchildren. There are weak ones and strong ones. Maya sometimes also conquers strong ones. Children say, "Baba, for as long as we live, we will continue to take our inheritance from you. There is a big burden of sins on your heads. The more you stay in remembrance, the more you will continue to become charitable souls from sinful souls with the fire of yoga. Fire purifies everything. Your fire is the fire of yoga. This is an unlimited sacrificial fire. The unlimited merchant has created this unlimited sacrificial fire. No other sacrificial fire has continued for so many years. They have sacrificial fires that last for 7 or 8 days or a month. This sacrificial fire of yours has been continuing for so many years. The Father continues to give you this knowledge. He says, don't forget. Simply remember me and the burden of sins that you have accumulated for birth after birth will be cut away. God speaks, remember me, your Father. He has definitely come, and this is why he says this. The Father says, you now have to return home. At this time, you souls are very impure. You now know that you will continue to become pure with yoga. You promised, when you come, I will break away from everyone else and connect myself to you alone. I will surrender myself to you. A wife surrenders herself to her husband, and a husband surrenders himself to his wife. Here it is a question of surrendering oneself to the Father. When a couple get married, they surrender themselves to one another. The Father says, you must not surrender yourself to any human beings now. You promised, I will surrender myself to you. When you surrender yourself to me, I will make you ever happy for 21 births. This is such a great inheritance. Don't forget that it is by following Srimat you become elevated. Also keep a picture of Lakshmi and Narayan in your home. We are claiming this inheritance from the Father. He has come from the Supreme Abode. However, Maya the eagle is also no less. This doesn't refer to everyone. It is number-wise. Some completely forget that they are claiming their inheritance from the Father. When they are sitting here, there is that intoxication. As soon as they leave here, they forget. Then, the next morning, they become refreshed and then forget again for the whole day. There are some who were here for 4 or 5 years and did very good service, but are no longer here today. There must have been some disobedience, which is why Maya slapped them very hard and why they left. Baba says, those who climb taste the sweetness of love, and those who fall are totally crushed. You can see how they become totally crushed. They will definitely go to heaven, but the status is number-wise. Although everyone remains happy there, there is still a difference in the status. Everyone makes effort at school to attain a status. Don't just be happy with being subjects and think that whatever is in your fortune is fine. No, that is called tamopradan effort. Satopradan effort is that of those who promise to claim their full inheritance from the Father. This is a horse race. Not everyone can claim number one. This is a human race. If you wish to be part of the garland around his neck quickly, you have to remember him. Everything depends on remembrance. Maya creates such obstacles that she completely removes you from the race. Yours is a human race. The soul says, I have been very unhappy. While taking a body again and again, I have become very distressed. You souls say, I now want to go to Baba. Baba has shown you many ways. You say, Baba, I will stay in remembrance of you alone. However much time you are able to make, that is good. Just as you give 8 hours to your governmental service, similarly, stay in remembrance for 8 hours at least. It is such great service to make the world into heaven. Simply remember the Father and the land of happiness. That's all. If you do service for 8 hours, you claim the full inheritance. By staying in remembrance in this way, your sins will be absolved. Give 8 hours to the service and then you are free for the other 16 hours. As much as possible, remember Baba again and again. You can remember Baba while sitting anywhere. The best time you have is in the morning. There is a saying in Sindhi, early to bed, early to rise. Those who do this are very virtuous. This praise is of this time. The Father says, go to sleep early at night and then wake up early. Those who don't have this knowledge sleep for 8 hours, whereas you should only have half that time for sleep. 4 to 5 hours of sleep are enough. You are karma yogis. Go to sleep at 10 p.m. and wake up at 2 a.m. By remembering Shiv Baba, you earn a lot of income. You will receive both health and wealth. Okay, if not at 2 a.m., wake up at 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. It is a first-class time. There is silence at that time. Everyone is in a bodiless stage. At that time, there is absolute dead silence. Remembrance at Amrit Vela is very effective. Generally, Baba stays awake at night. There isn't any tiredness experienced whilst doing subtle service. There is happiness experienced in earning an income. You children should wake up early in the morning and continue to earn your imperishable income. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdara. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. In order to remain constantly happy for 21 births, surrender yourself completely to the one father. Become elevated by following Srimad. Renounce following the dictates of yourself or of others. Don't disobey orders. 2. Wake up early in the morning. Sit in remembrance and earn an income. Definitely do at least 8 hours of service to make the world into heaven. Blessing. May you be a conqueror of attachment and will all of your treasures as well as your time and thoughts. Just as everything is willed to children, in the same way, when you make the Father your heir and will everything to him, you then receive willpower. With this willpower, your attachment will automatically finish. Just as the Sakha Father willed himself fully, in the same way, all of you have to will the treasures of your awareness, time, and thoughts. That is, you have to use everything you have for service according to Srimad, and you will then become a conqueror of attachment and free from bondage. Slogan. In order to be loving to one another, imbibe the virtues of easiness and tolerance. Aviat signal. To remain constantly cheerful, be easy-natured and tolerant. Bhaktara's blessing is, remain constantly happy and share the treasure of your happiness. Spread waves of happiness to everyone. Let your face always have a sparkling smile of happiness. Remain cheerful in this way. For this, definitely let there be sweetness, contentment, and the newness of simplicity in your words. Let the words of Brahman souls not be ordinary words. Let there be such newness in your every action that everyone experiences some attainment from it. Om Shanti.